Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you connected on today. All of you that listen to this podcast, thank you for making it what it is. We truly appreciate you and don't take it for granted. So grateful today just for many of you who tell us every single week that this podcast is blessing your life. And it means a lot to us to hear that. Trust me when I tell you, you could be listening to a lot of podcasts out there, but I appreciate you taking a moment just to tune in to this one. I'm excited because I'm excited about the growth of the podcast, and I pray that you will continue to share with other people this leadership podcast. This is the place we come together. Iron sharpens iron. And I believe that leaders are truly committed to helping leaders get to the next level. That's what I'm committed to doing over 30 years of leadership. And I just want to pour practical strategies into you. So Next Level Leader Podcast is designed for that. We also have some other things available for you. You can be a part of our Next Level Leader Book Club. And over 400 people and climbing a part of this book club. And we are reading 25 books in 25, and of course, 26 in 26. We just keep it moving. And you can join us by simply texting book club to 78228. I want you to be a part of it all. Be a next level leader reader as well. We're excited about that. Definitely want you to make certain you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. I'd love to know more about you, learn about how you are evolving as a leader, and maybe you could ask your questions there. Share with others this podcast right there on Instagram. Please help me do that. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's Joseph Walker, the number 3. And then, of course, you can go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Find out when I'll be in your area. Get books and merch and all that good stuff out there. I promise you, it'll bless you. I've written several books on leadership that I believe will be a blessing to you. So go out there and check it out. I'm telling you, it will be a blessing to you. Now, I also want to encourage you to follow and subscribe to the YouTube page, Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. My wife and I curate this wonderful space for people to come together and to learn and grow. We talk about everything from marriage to balance to you name it. So check it out. Go right out there and check it out right now and subscribe to that channel. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. All right. So let's get into the topic today. I'm excited about this one because when vision outpaces validation, I want you to let that sink in. When you have a vision and it gets bigger than your need to be validated by people or institutions, but you understand the vision must go on. I want to open up by making an overarching statement. When I teach on leadership, I often tell people that vision must be bigger than the visionary. Vision must be bigger than the visionary. Why is that important? Because God never gives you a vision that dies with you. How often have you seen people spend their entire life manifesting their visions and aren't able to pass that vision on to the next generation? All because it was about them. You must understand that the vision has to be larger than any one singular personality, but that vision must be something that includes generations to come. It is broader and bigger. So I want you to understand how to navigate life in your vision. When you are a visionary and sometimes you're experiencing rejection, experiencing a variety of different emotions around how people respond, that's a very real thing. But I want you to hear this. Vision means that you must lead when your call is misunderstood. Sometimes your call, your assignment would not be completely understood by people. And you must still lead through that. You cannot complain and sit back and just throw in the towel. You must continue to push through. I remember early on leading and I was doing things that God was telling me to do that were kind of out of the box. As Malcolm Gladwell said, I was an outlier. And when you're doing things that people cannot necessarily comprehend or they've never seen before, it becomes misunderstood. They misunderstand your motives. They misunderstand, you know, your heart. But you got to keep on leading, even when you're called to something that people cannot fully understand at the time. I always tell people in situations like that, because I know what you're saying, well, what am I supposed to do? Just keep dealing with them and they keep on misunderstanding and attacking me? Well, understand that understanding itself is progressive. Revelation is progressive, meaning that if you keep on leading consistently, eventually it will be revealed to them. It takes a little longer for them to truly understand your call. So you've got to not be frustrated that they don't get it yet. Operative word there is yet. See that? All right. So let's move a little farther. Number two, can you trust God more than the crowd? Can you get to a point that you're not measuring the effectiveness of your vision on crowd size, crowd applause, crowd this or that? Can your vision say, I trust God with this more than I do the validation that comes from people? This is so important because sometimes we curate something just because we want the crowd or the masses to approve it. I get that in the marketplace because you're saying, well, I have a product, a vision, I want people to like it. Yes, I get it. I understand it. But I'm saying that the vision, the thing that you're attempting to do, the why behind what you do has to be more than the crowd, more than people's comments, more than people's applause. I've written a book, it's coming out, Atomic Applause in it. You know how we look at validation and we get something from these applause that may be temporal. So it is incredibly important that you trust God. I trust God more than I do the crowd. Crowds come, crowds go, but I want to trust God more than I do that crowd because I know at the end of the day, it is God who sustains my vision. It is God who keeps me in the midst of it. So I want you to think about that, putting your trust in God and not in the fleeting crowd. Here's number three, visionaries versus validators. That whole leadership tug of war. Sometimes we go through this situation where on the one hand, you have a visionary, somebody that's completely focused on getting the assignment done. Then you have, on the other hand, the tug of war, people that need validation. I need to be validated. What's my role? Am I appreciated within this? And this is a tug of war because we want people to acknowledge us. We want people to affirm that it was our thing. Can you curate a vision from God and be okay not getting the credit as long as God gets the glory? Ooh, let that sink in. Can you curate a vision given to you by God and you be okay not getting credit as long as God gets glory? That, ladies and gentlemen, is what I mean about this tug of war, because there is a sense that we all want validation. I did this. This was mine. We all started. We built this. We did this. And I get that. It's something to be said about acknowledging your hard work, your years of sacrifice. But at the end of the day, you're not looking to be validated by what you do. Let the vision, the Bible says this about vision, it will speak and not lie. It'll speak. Let the vision, let the fruit speak for you. One of the things I've told people all these years, fruit doesn't lie. You shall know them by the fruit that they bear, and let that fruit speak. People will look at the fruit of it. You can say what you want to say, receive validation if you want, but people cannot deny the effectiveness of the fruit. Here's number four, creating clarity when others don't comprehend your assignment. Write the vision and make it plain that others who read it can run. Clarity is so important because people, again, don't always comprehend what you're trying to do. The totality of what you're doing, how awesome it is, sometimes it doesn't register with people until you take your time and make it clear. For example, if you're teaching, I've done this exercise with my team before. I say, let's talk about a spirit of excellence. Let's talk about doing everything in a space of hospitality in a spirit of excellence. Now, immediately everybody in the room has in their mind a concept of what excellence looks like. That concept is really drawn from their life experiences. So how they approach excellence is going to be different than the other person sitting next to them. So if I ask one person to bring me some water, they'll literally bring me a styrofoam cup with water from the water fountain. Someone else may bring me a bottle of water with a glass. They may unscrew the bottle and set it beside me with the glass because they refuse to give me a styrofoam cup. Somebody else's experience is that they actually may bring me a bottle of water, pour it in the glass, take the bottle away, put a napkin underneath the glass, put a peppermint, of which I did not ask for, as a special thing. And their level of excellence, all of them felt they did excellence. They did what was asked, but each presented it in a different way of excellence. I think you get it. The idea is people respond to us based on their historical realities. So you have to be very clear and you have to be very specific. What do you mean when you say this? Show me what you mean when you say this. I spent so many years showing people what I meant. You have to take your time and show them, show them, show them. All right? So creating clarity, because people may not understand your assignment or where you're trying to go with this. And these are the folks that are in the hall said, I don't know what's going on. So I want to make sure I'm constantly bringing that level of clarity to people. Here's the next thing. Rejection as redirection to revelation. Now, I want to say that again. Rejection. I look at moments in which I am rejected as God redirecting my path to show me something I would have never seen before. When you are a visionary, you have to recognize something, that there are seasons that God will redirect you. You will have it all scripted out, and God will say, not this way, that way. God will say, not this time, that time. But in the process of that redirection, he's revealing to you things that you otherwise would have never seen. How many times have you seen that happen? Where God has revealed things to you and you were like, wow, God, I never saw that one coming. That's how you know you're in a place of redirection. Don't resist redirection. It is a necessary part of your direction and your vision manifestation. Here's number 6. Develop a strategy while living in the unknown. Can you develop a strategy even when you're in a space you've never been before? Sometimes visionaries have to learn how to curate things even when they don't know where it's going to land. Sometimes you have to say, well, I know that I have this amazing vision. I don't know, you know, who's going to buy into it. I don't know when it's going to manifest. All I know is I have something in me and I have to get it out now. I want you to hear this. Get your strategy together. How does this vision manifest? How is it supposed to be rolled out? Even before you have all the particularities around where it's going to land. I believe it's important. This is that workshop mentality. Go into the workshop every single day in your spirit, in your mind, or your literal workshop, and continuously manifesting that vision, working on the strategy, so that whenever the time comes, the vision is ready, you're ready with the strategy of implementation. So many people are not ready once the opportunity comes. You know, I've said it before right here on this podcast that preparation meets opportunity every single day. When the opportunity knocks, preparation opens the door and says, let's go. So make certain you're ready to develop a strategy while living in the unknown space. The final thing I'm going to get to in just a moment, but I want to review what we've talked about so far to make sure we were all on the same page. We're talking about when vision outpaces validation. The first thing I shared with you today was about leading when you feel your call is misunderstood. All of our call, the assignment, what we're aiming to do, may not be fully understood by the people who are the beneficiaries of it, but you have to consistently lead and do it. You have to suffer through the criticism, suffer through the cynicism, suffer through the lack of support, and keep pushing. If you're consistent, you will begin to see great things will happen. When you are consistent, I'm telling you, consistency is the key. But then you got to trust God more than the crowd. You got to trust him. You got to make sure you do that. Don't be caught up in the crowd. Thirdly, you've got to understand that visionaries have to be people that are not necessarily looking to be accommodating validators, leading this tug of war. I'm doing this because my vision doesn't necessarily need to be validated by people. And that's why I'm creating number four, clarity, when others don't comprehend my assignment. Here's number five, rejection as redirection. God, which way are you taking me in this? Then I want to develop a strategy while living in the unknown. Finally, let's talk about purpose, because purpose doesn't always wait for permission. Man, when you understand it's go time, you move forward. You do what you're called to do. I tell people all the time, you cannot wait on permission to do what you are assigned to do. The world is waiting on what you have done. You were born to solve a problem, and you cannot wait for validation and permission in order to step out and do the thing that God told you to do. Sometimes we become so hesitant because we want people to affirm us. We want every detail to be in order. But let me tell you, sometimes you just got to go for it. Maybe this is the season that you're hearing this podcast, but God is saying to you, it's your go time. It's your go time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to pause there and let's stop. I hope this has blessed you today. Hope this podcast has been a real blessing. Make sure you let me know if it blessed you by following me at Joseph Walker 3. Make sure that you share this podcast with as many people as you can. It will truly bless me if you did. I truly appreciate all of you so much for just being connected. Thank you again for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. I am Dr. Joseph Walker, and you've been listening to Next Level Leader Podcast. Until next time, be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.